Hello and welcome to NewsHour from the BBC World Service, coming to you live from London. I'm James Kamara-Sami. We begin, though, with the United States, where presidents traditionally use Independence Day, July the 4th, to beat the patriotic drum. But on Saturday, Donald Trump used a speech to give that patriotism an election year political slant. Addressing an audience outside the White House, Mr. Trump accused the protest movement, which has taken to the streets in the wake of George Floyd's killing, of trying to destroy the country.
In every age, there have always been those who seek to lie about the past in order to gain power in the present. Those that are lying about our history, those who want us to be ashamed of who we are not interested in justice or in healing. Their goal is demolition. Our goal is not to destroy the greatest structure on earth, what we have built, the United States of America.
Shortly after he spoke, a statue of one of the people he had referred to, the explorer Christopher Columbus, became the latest to be pulled down by protesters. In an echo of what had happened in the English city of Bristol a few weeks ago, the Columbus statue in Baltimore wasn't just toppled, but tipped into the harbour. Well, joining me now to discuss this is Dr. Leslie Vinjamuri, director of the US and Americas programme at the International Affairs think tank Chatham House. Leslie, that speech, what did you make of it? Campaign rally or classic Independence Day speech?
Well, clearly not the latter. And this is a president who is really stoking division. He's using this to rally the hardcore of his base. He's really very much out of step with what's going on across America on the streets, where we've had between 15 and 26 million Americans say that they've taken part in one form or another in the protests that have been spawned by the brutal killing of George Floyd. But the speech, you know, the speech at Mount Rushmore and in Washington by the president were phenomenally packed with division, and really going back in some ways to the very beginning of his presidency when he talked about American carnage. The difference then, of course, was that the president was really targeting immigrants from Mexico, talking about building his wall. And now he's trying to pit Americans against Americans. It's not what we've ever seen before on July 4th from a president.
You say he's out of step, but he clearly thinks he's in step with what he keeps tweeting about, the silent majority. What are the polls saying about how people feel about what's happening in the country at the moment?
Well, you know, if you look simply at the one measure of the polls is how popular is the president. And he's polling in most polls about 8 or 9% down from Joe Biden, in some as much as 12%. So, you know, just at the level of public support across the country, he's doing very, very poorly, and poorly by historical standards. But of course, there's a lot in play right now. So many of his supporters have been older Americans, white Americans. Some of those people are deeply worried about their health in a country that now has the devastating numbers of more than 122,000 Americans who have died from the coronavirus, over 11% unemployment, and an infection rate that looks to be growing. And, you know, the story of the coronavirus in the early days was that it was hitting the blue states, and it was hitting the blue pockets of the red states. Now it's hitting the red states. And what we're seeing, which is interesting, is that even those who have been very loyal to the president, the Republican governor of Texas, are, you know, really saying to their populations, you must wear your mask. You know, there's a real reversal and a recognition. And again, if you watch those speeches, the president really didn't talk about the gravest crisis that faces the country today, which is the coronavirus crisis.
So he's trying to reach into the past, isn't he? I mean, he's talking now about a national park of heroes, but your belief is that what is happening in the present day and the health crisis that America is facing will ultimately decide this election?
I think so. I mean, Americans right now are calling for unity. They're calling for leadership to respond to the gravest public health and economic crisis that the country has faced in decades. And they're packed with enthusiasm for demanding change, demanding equality. I mean, these things are separate, but they're all coming together in a really phenomenal moment. So he's there's clearly a segment of the population that feels very strongly about differently from what looks to be a majority view in the U.S. about the Black Lives Movement. And he's pushing back against, he's trying to enervate that, to energize that. But the problem, of course, is, you know, does division sell? And I think at the moment, because of the scale of the public health crisis, division is not having the selling effect that this president seems to think it will.
Leslie, thanks very much. Dr. Leslie Vinjamuri there, director of the U.S. and America's program at Chatham House.